Wisco chick, Winston von Kluck, or Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
You just type in that, and we'll be announcing the winner on Halloween.
Yes.
And you got to drop and drag. Drop and drag them into order.
Yeah, get them in there, everybody. And we appreciate everybody.
Drag and drop. There we go.
I like drag and drop. Wiscountry.com/chicken. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show. And we've also got our friends from the Humane Society joining us with our Pet of the Week right here at Oh, You Do It, Cat.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We have an active shooter. We have multiple injuries.
A massive manhunt is underway in Maine after at least 16 people were killed, dozens injured, in mass shootings at a bar and a bowling alley north of Portland. Parents and children had been at Spare Time Recreation as part of a kids' bowling league. People across Androscoggin County have been told to stay inside their homes with doors locked.
It's devastating. Because I even said there's a lot of kids that hang out there. Why would somebody do that where kids are? This doesn't happen here.
Police say they're looking for a person of interest named Robert Card. Correspondent Elaine Quijano is in Lewiston.
According to a Maine law enforcement bulletin seen by CBS News, Card is a trained firearms instructor believed to be in the Army Reserve. He recently reported mental health issues and threatened to shoot up the National Guard base there. He was committed to a facility for 2 weeks over the summer.
Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. Schools and offices are closed. Picket lines are coming down at Ford assembly lines. The UAW has reached a tentative 4-year contract agreement with the car maker that includes 25% pay raises. This union member hopes it'll pave the way for progress elsewhere.
Hopefully GM and Stellantis can get their deals done, and then that's, I don't know really what else to say, just historic day for us, that's for sure.
Workers walked out almost 6 weeks ago. Israeli military officials say its troops and tanks entered Gaza for a few hours overnight, hitting several Hamas targets in preparation for a wider ground incursion. Correspondent Deborah Patta reports from Tel Aviv.
This is preparation for the next stage of combat, according to the Israel Defense Forces, which released footage of the raid showing a bulldozer leveling a raised bank amid explosions and tank fire.
After more than 3 weeks without, the House of Representatives finally has a speaker. Republicans have agreed on Christian Evangelical Congressman Mike Johnson. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Moments after Johnson's election, the House approved a resolution denouncing the attack on Israel. But tougher votes are coming. Johnson has previously opposed more U.S. aid for Ukraine, an issue that fiercely divides Republicans.
For many NBA fans, it was the most anticipated debut since LeBron James 20 years ago.
Chance for San Antonio. Wemby, the deep catch, the turn!
Number one draft pick, 19-year-old Victor Wembanyama, delighted the crowd in San Antone with 15 points and 2 blocks on ESPN. Still, the Spurs lost to the Mavs, 126-119. S&P futures down 31. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When my daughter gets a cold... I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun. We're going to get into some entertainment news and some other great things for you today. Looking forward to that. We are usually joined on Thursdays by our friends from the Southfield County Humane Society, but apparently I am 18 again, and I'm getting stood up all over the place.
Oh, no.
I'm getting all that.
Don't do that to James.
It's a bad joke. It's a bad joke. No. We understand that Madison is very, very, very busy over at the Humane Society. If she's not with us, it's because she is very busy over there. She loves coming into the studio on air, off air, lets us know that all the time. So we know how busy they are over there. Encourage you to reach out to our Humane Society, see how you can help out. It is cat season. It's always kitten season. They can always use help with that. Mm-hmm. And you can find out about all kinds of great, furry, wonderful friends that you can bring into your home over at the Southwick County Humane Society's website, swchs.com. SWCHS.com. Appreciate Madison and our friends over there joining us when they can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she will still get in. Who knows? We got an hour.
We'll see.
Maybe
we'll get her in here if we need to.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk a little entertainment while we're at it here. Meg Ryan, one of the bigger named actresses when we were growing up, I would put her in the top five actresses at the time in her at her peak.
Yeah.
As far as I'm not talking about necessarily talent as much as working a lot.
Yeah.
Although I do think Meg Ryan a very talented actor, very talented.
Big box office too. She was really popular. Yeah.
Her and Tom Hanks.
Yeah, she's a draw.
Her and Tom Hanks had a run there. You know, where those two do a movie together, you know that's going to be a success, that kind of thing. Well, Meg Ryan is back after taking an 8-year break from Hollywood, and she says, quote, "I felt like there's just so many other parts of my experience as a human being that I wanted to develop. It's nice to think of it as a job and not a lifestyle, and that is a great way of navigating it for me." Meg is the mother of two. She shares 31-year-old Jack Quaid with her ex-husband Dennis, and she has an 18-year-old daughter named Daisy, who she adopted in 2006. For those who don't know, Jack Quaid, an actor himself, and a very, very, very good actor himself, I really have a lot of high expectations for that young man. Like, he is very good. He's on a TV show, The Boys, and works with nothing but great actors and just hangs with every one of them.
Nice.
He's a really good voice actor, too. He is one of the main voices on a Star Trek's Lower Decks or something. I've never seen it, but apparently really successful show, and he has been a big part of it. So he's been doing some really good work. Her rom-com comeback, Meg Ryan's rom-com comeback, What Happens Later, hits theaters November 3rd. We'll probably be seeing more of her.
Nice.
So usually people will, I remember when I was a kid and I really looked up to Rick Moranis. I thought he was amazing. I just enjoyed him. I grew up watching him at Second City Television and, you know, seeing him in the movies. It was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and all that. He ends up going away, and back then, without any internet or any of these things, I don't know why he goes away.
Right.
You find out like 10, 15 years later, his wife passed away. He wanted to put his focus on his kids and be a dad. And that's why now we're seeing him again more. His kids are older, they're out of the house and all that. So he's acting again. Meg Ryan, you know, did this for a very different reason, but I think a noteworthy reason, and one I don't think we hear very often. Hear that sentence. I wanted to, there was other parts of my experience as a human being I wanted to develop. What an interesting way to put that. An interesting approach to that. That's it's very insightful, I think.
It's
very cool
for
to
sure
hear.
For sure.
And something that it's also got to be really nice to be able to do that.
It's true. The resources to do that.
Pretty cool. Seems pretty nice. Madonna, again, a big name when we were kids and had quite the standing and everything. And I don't know how famous or popular she is in these days, but I would imagine is still pretty much a household name.
Still pretty popular.
Yeah, I would think so. And if you needed more evidence of that, Madonna has been officially certified by Guinness World Records as the biggest selling female recording artist of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Material Girl. That's it. End of list. Done.
She did it.
Taylor, Beyonce, Cher, anybody, all of you. You can go ahead and you can combine all of your work together, and it will not equal what Madonna has done.
Yeah.
That is incredible to me.
Something that's just amazing.
I'm not saying that like in a cocky way. I'm saying that like I one of those facts you hear and you just can't believe, so you have to say it out loud. That's incredible to me.
Wow.
A lot of respect.
She has been recertified because she's held that record since 2009. No one else even comes close. house. The top five rounds out with Rihanna, Mariah Carey, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce.
Okay.
While Guinness doesn't give exact sales figures, it notes that Madonna herself claims to have moved more than 400 million records, albums, singles, and digital downloads. While she's the best-selling female artist, she's only fourth on the all-time list behind the Beatles, Elvis, and Michael Jackson.
Still, though. She's in the top five all time, which is pretty good.
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was at least 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. Her last big single came out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even before that, there was quite a stretch. Yep. She did have a run there where literally for 4 decades in a row, she had hit singles and hit albums.
That's amazing.
It's something that I still don't think many artists have covered. There's a handful of artists that have done that, but not necessarily to a record-breaking level or a huge album sale level, like a Dolly Parton or, some of the other female artists that I can, that have been pretty popular over the years and everything. Just very impressive.
And it'll be interesting to see if anyone can actually catch up, maybe if Taylor Swift does another 20 years of what she's doing now, possibly. But the way they, since the market has changed about the way they sell music, it's going to be hard to do that because, back in the day, it was a thing. You bought the record or the CD and then, downloads came and then you can buy the download. But now with streaming, who knows? It's so hard to measure all this stuff now.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine a Rihanna or a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift not topping her one day. But with all that being said, it's hard to imagine any artist, literally any artist, take the most popular artist in the world right now, a Taylor Swift or anybody else, and imagine them, relevant 3 decades from now. That's hard to imagine 10 months if they're going to be relevant, let alone 3 years from now. The way things move, it's not just the 24-hour news cycle that we inhale and exhale so quickly. It's all of it. It's everything. It's entertainment. It's food. It's politics. It's everything. We want it all. We want it fast. We want it now. And we want to be done with it fast, too.
Right.
Like, okay, this was great. That tasted great. Okay, give me this now. I want something new. I want something this. And the other thing that we do that we never talk about in this country, and it's specifically here in America, we love to take somebody and rise them up and take them to a level that they and we never would have imagined. And the only thing we love more than that is to tear them down as quick as we can.
Yes.
We do it all the time. It's something that we have a habit of. I think we have a bad habit of doing.
Yeah, I agree.
And now with 24-hour news cycle and with social media and you tweet this and you're canceled, it happens even more now. So the idea that an artist like a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift will not only be relevant in 3 months, they won't do anything in the next 3 decades to get themselves either canceled or not as popular with such a big fan base. Taylor Swift has had to be very careful of this. Before Travis Kelce, I noticed that she started dating somebody really quick after her last boyfriend, because her last boyfriend was a Nazi. a Nazi sympathizer. I should be specific about that. and she seemed to skate away from that pretty quickly she didn't take any shrapnel from that, and also didn't have any excuses for it or owned it even. She just started dating the guy.
Yep.
And it wasn't even right away. It wasn't even because of that. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, she's dating Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
She maneuvered that very well. Her people have maneuvered her career very well. I think she could teach a master class on how to do that stuff. But that being said, how long can you dodge bullets? Serpentine only works for so long. I'm not saying that's going to happen to them. I'm just saying in this day and age, everybody's gunning for them. And everybody, as many people want to rise them up, there are just as many people that want to tear them down. To stay relevant as long as Madonna did, she had that. Mm-hmm. People tried to tear her down all the time. All she kept doing, when they told her, don't do Papa, don't preach, she comes out with another song. They tell you, don't do Papa, don't preach, I'm going to come out with Like a Virgin. Yeah. You don't like a Virgin, I'm going to come out with Vogue. She just kept pushing people and being like, and her fan base followed her with it.
Yes.
Maybe Taylor Swift's and Beyonce's fan bases will follow her too.
And it's amazing to think of some of the outrageous things that Madonna did at the time, were considered oh my gosh, what is she doing? And it never affected her popularity.
Yeah.
It didn't.
No, it's really amazing. Really helped her.
Yeah.
I won't say an example, but gave other artists the freedom to be able to do some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. What an innocent time we lived in when a cone bra was controversial.
I know.
She comes out in a cone bra and everybody lost their minds.
Like
nowadays, nobody would even blink at that. It wouldn't even be on page 20.
Did they
20
forget yet. About the 50s?
Right. Yeah.
The bullet bra.
But also looking at that list of top, you know, selling artists of all time, there is not another woman on that list until, let me see, 14.
Wow.
With Celine Dion.
Wow.
Wow. That's saying something.
Really
man.
Does. Really Amazing. Does. It says a lot about not only the industry, but the way the industry markets its talent.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good way of putting it.
Movies and TV locations you can rent on Airbnb are making the rounds right now. There's apparently a lot of famous places that movie and TV sets that you can book on Airbnb.
Nice.
It's kind of a neat idea. Let's take a look at this list here and see some of the more popular ones. Tony Stark's Lakeside Cabin from Avengers Endgame stands on a 2,000-acre estate.
Equestrian,
thank you. In Fairburn, Georgia. $929 a night to feel like Iron Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Look,
and you have to have Iron Man's money to stay there.
Apparently.
Too.
I love that man 3,000, but no, I can't do that. No, the Burr's house from season 4 of Stranger Things, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ooh,
$320 a night.
No, that's reasonable compared to the other one.
Compared to that one,
yeah.
The Swan House from Twilight. I don't know what this is. The home of Bella and her dad, Charlie.
Okay.
That is in St. Helens, Oregon. That's $400 a night.
Wow.
I haven't seen that, but wasn't that house kind of a dump?
I don't know.
I've never seen it either, so I don't
know. Wow. 0 for 3, Twilight. 0 for 3 on this one.
Yikes.
The Bachelor Mansion, located in Malibu. $30,000 a night.
Don't care.
$30,000.
No way.
Man, that's a hustle right there.
Yeah,
baby.
That is. Someone's really making hustle. Bank on that.
I'm not even mad at him for that one. Like, if you're foolish enough to pay 30 G's for like less than 24 hours at a stay, like
point
get
taken.
Your money.
Yeah.
Get your money, people. Yeah, like I'm not gonna give it. That is I can't even imagine the idea of looking at my bank statement at the end of the month and seeing that 30 G's. Oh my God. The Lake Tahoe Mansion from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Woo.
Rented by Lisa Rena, I don't know, for a group vacation, $9,000 a night.
Yikes.
Man, where are these people getting the money from? That's what I want to know. Where's all this money coming
obviously
from?
Obviously not any of us could afford to stay in any of those places.
These are people deciding between going to a rock concert or having a stay in some place or something, I guess. The Tuscan Villa from Succession, located in Siena, Italy, $7,000 a night.
Not including airfare.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Yeah. And finally, Harry Potter's childhood home, a former bed and breakfast in Lavenham, England, $184 a night.
Woo. Well, see, now that one, you know.
That's also a normal
drive,
house.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. It is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to my sister, I don't have to stay at Harry's room because I have a room in my parents' house that I use from time to time, and that is called the Harry Potter room.
Because it's a cupboard?
Yeah, basically.
Basically, it's a cupboard. It's got a bed and nothing else.
My parents' house is one of those houses that was, you could tell it was, it used to be like a two-person house, and they changed some things and converted it into just a one person. And one of the rooms, the one that I stay in, is right under some stairs.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like closeted in and everything.
It's covered
just this
under
little,
the stairs.
Yeah. That's me. That's my life. and it doesn't cost me $184. Actually,
that's good.
And my dad, $50. $50.
Nice.
Drew, you go to 50 on you? I can hear him saying it. I can actually hear him say it. I just gave him an idea, actually.
Yeah.
You know, the caregiving that I do, you know, that doesn't matter. That doesn't count. That has nothing to do with that. Jimmy, that's a whole other thing. You know, what you do for your mother and I, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Where's your 50? Where's your 50? And he would want it in cash. I don't know why, even though I've never actually had the conversation with him. I guarantee my father would not take anything other than cash.
No checks from
even
you, man.
Even from his son.
Yeah.
We are going to take a break, but before we do, one more reminder, everybody. Today is the day we're wrapping up our Name That Chicken contest. We've had so much fun with this. I do want to take a moment and thank all of you that submitted names.
Yes.
All of you that have already voted on this. A big, big special shout out to Rebecca, to Jorge, to Brady, all of our great people behind the scenes at Civic Media that have been doing such incredible work.
Yeah.
And then we're looking forward to doing more and more projects with. It's going to be a lot of fun going forward working with all these individuals.
Yes, it is.
And bringing you out there, the audience, more of us and you guys interacting more with us and being a part of things here at the station more. When we talk about local radio, there's some key things that are a part of that in order to be able to say that with and be able to pass a lie detector test. We got to broadcast from here. We got to put in so many hours a week and a day on this station. And we got to work with you and got to work with our community and incorporate you guys a part of this station more. And how we do that? Things like this, naming that chicken.
Yep.
You guys decide the name, not us. You guys are picking the name.
Yep.
You decide between Wisco Chick, Winston Von Kluck, or Agatha. They're all there for you to choose from. Get on over there. And Mel, you said you did this earlier, huh?
I did. I voted. It was easy. Just go to the wiscountry.com/chicken, and you get to drag and drop them in order.
So
I'm I was clicking on them. I'm like, well how do I do it? Oh, read the directions, Melissa.
That's right there, yeah.
So I am, just for fun, now that we know that we can do this, thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate you getting back to us on that. She's the best. So looking at this, I'm going to go ahead and do it right now on the air.
Oh,
I'm going to
go ahead. All right, yeah.
Now, how do you spell Maloff again? That is tricky. Okay, I got that figured out. Now, you're right. So I just go ahead and I move them around how the way I want them. That's really easy.
That's super easy.
That's very cool. I like that. I can't decide. So I'm just going to go ahead and just move these
randomly
around here a little bit. I genuinely like all of these.
Great names.
I'm not trying to sell anything here. I really do like all of these. I'm very okay with all of these names. And I'm going to ahead and submit. Submit. And there we go. And
good. All right.
Well, that was really easy. That took me
took you three seconds.
Yeah, that took me like less than a minute. Especially because it fills out everything for me nowadays.
You know,
that's really easy.
All those cookies, you know.
Well, having to spell Maloff is just it's not an easy one. Get on over there. Hopefully you have an easier to spell last name. wiscountry.com/chicken. Thank you again, everybody, for voting on this and for having some fun.
Yeah.
Be listening on Tuesday, October 31st, and we will announce the winner. Looking forward to that. We'll also give you the second and third place and the prizes that they are winning. A big shout out to our friends at Chula Vista.
Yeah.
And all of the great people over there. Taking a break. Coming back with more fun. We're going to get into this one here about listening to your favorite song. What that all could do for you. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Welcome back, everybody. I almost did it. I almost gave the wrong call letter. Almost did it. Took a big breath. It was like, WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. We're going to actually be joined by Pam in a little bit. Pam's going to join us in a little bit after Melissa's news. We're going to talk some ice cream with Pam. Looking forward to that. We're going to reminisce about ice cream, really. And I love being able to give our audience live updates. And one of the things we try to do around here is keep you up to date on breaking news and such things. For one, let you know that Madison Rafter reached out to us. And Madison, a little busy, a little hectic over there, as you could imagine. We completely understand, Madison, and we're looking forward to seeing you next Thursday. And by that, I mean whatever furry friend you bring. We love Madison. We're looking forward to seeing Madison. She'll be joining us next Thursday. Do appreciate her reaching out. And our good friend, Kyler Cusio, reached out to us. For those that have been paying attention, we were going to have Kyler joining us on the morning show and Sunrise Show today. She was unable to, but she is still going to be joining Seth and I a little bit later today for Director's Cut.
All right.
Good. So we're going to record that later today. You'll be able to hear it this Sunday on Director's Cut. Look forward to that. And be on the lookout, everybody, for an anniversary episode that we're going to be doing.
Yes.
I think Seth had a wonderful idea earlier when we were talking about this. It's been about a year since we've been doing Director's Cut.
It has been almost to the on the nose, yes.
I've wanted to do that show for over 20 years. One of the first ideas I had in radio was doing a show similar to Director's Cut to what we have come up with in working with you, Seth. I didn't think of that idea. That's such a good idea. I've been chewing on this for 20 years and I didn't even think of that, man. Like within 5 minutes this morning, was like, hey, I think this is a good idea. Like, it is a really good idea. Look for that coming up. Also, Jordan Bain is going to be joining us on Director's Cut and many, many other great local artists. We're looking forward to having join us.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And thanks to Kyler for getting back to me.
That was great.
Looking forward to her joining us a little bit later. That'll be a lot of fun. So, and speaking of music, listening to music obviously can have a good effect on you. I think anybody who has ever listened to one note could tell you that.
Right.
But what about your favorites? A new study found listening to songs you love can work as a pretty good pain reliever.
Ooh, cool.
Researchers had people listen to music while heat was applied to the inside of their forearm.
Jeez.
What, man? Who signed up for that? College kids.
Need money.
I did a sleep study for that 1 year, and I have never seen us like I have to be. I haven't been around a whole lot of scientists or anything, but I didn't know that scientists could get like really angry, and they got furious with me. I told them that I'm not a good sleeper and that I've struggled with sleep my whole life, and they were like so excited, like, "Oh, you'll be a perfect case study." Yeah. I was there for a week, going back and forth. I'd take classes, go there, take classes, go back there, and everything. And before I was supposed to be done, started on a Monday, supposed to be done on that Sunday. Mm-hmm. By that Thursday, they asked me not to come back anymore. I was throwing off their algorithm. I was throwing off of their things and everything. And they were like, so like, you can't help me? Like, yeah, we're just students. We got nothing for you, man. I got paid. I did get paid.
Well, that's nice.
But they basically paid me not to come back.
To go away,
back.
Yeah. Get out of here. Just take the money and go. Yeah, go.
That's not good. So yes, basically college students were having heat on the inside of their forearm, and not enough to burn them, just enough to hurt.
Yeah.
They say it was like holding a hot cup of coffee under your skin.
When have you done that?
Okay. Each volunteer listened to various types of music while they did it, and most music helped on some level.
All right.
But they reported far less pain when they listened to songs they knew and loved. Songs they never heard before didn't help as much, but did help a little bit.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Wow.
So
the songs you know distract you more.
Yeah.
Again, I love when science kind of not so much gives us necessarily new information, but confirms something that you feel like was true, but you couldn't necessarily
prove. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't necessarily the numbers or the data that give you the hey, this is why this works. Mm-hmm. But you kind of felt that. You felt it every time you went through a heartache. What's one of the first things you do?
Oh, yeah.
You go to the music you come from. You know? For me, every heartbreak I've ever had, B.B. King and Lucille have been there for me, and the thrill is gone. Everyone, since I was 13 to whatever age I might be, that the last one happens or whatever, you know, knocking on wood and all that. Because that song, I don't listen to it because it makes me sad. I listen to it like, oh, I'm not alone. BB knows what I'm talking about. BB knows what I'm feeling. Lucille knows what I'm feeling. I listen to that song and I don't feel as alone. The blues don't make me feel alone.
Right.
That comforts me. It helps. It's a pain reliever in a certain way.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. You can't prove the removal of emotional pain like you can the removal of physical pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's very similar too. When I'm going out for tonight. I want to have a good time. Where's my dance music? Where's my party music? Mm-hmm. Where's my feel good music?
You know? Right.
It's a very similar thing on all levels.
Yeah.
To this point of like actually helping like the mental part helping with the physical part is very interesting to me.
Mm.
Obviously, our brains are connected to everything, but but there's so many times in life that it feels like our brain is separate from us. Like it's just like there are moments whether it is noteworthy or it's just kind of in passing, and it happens so often that you don't think about it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things that happen where. I just burned myself, and it takes a minute for it to register. Not a full minute, but seconds for it to register when you would think it's instantaneous.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. No, it's like, oh, yep, I just cut myself. Pain's coming. Hold on. Wait for it. There it is.
It's weird.
Wait for it.
Human beings are just weird.
Yes. Bodies are strange.
Our brains are weird.
Yeah, they are. Messed up.
And half of the time, you just need to say, okay, brain, thank you. You can stop now.
Speaking of how weird our brains can be, America's phobias coming up. America's top phobias we'll be getting into in the spooky season. But before that, we're going to have Pam join us after Melissa's news.
All right.
We'll be doing that in just a little bit on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tonight, you can help support the food drive for UWSP students. Rising food prices and inflation make it difficult to afford necessities. Today, October 26th, is the Women's and Men's Purple Gold Games. UWSP's Food Pantry, Students from the Cupboard, will be taking donations from 4:15 through 8:30 p.m. outside the Quant Gym. Admission to the 5:30 Women's Game and the 7 p.m. Men's Game is free with a donation. This effort to help our future is sponsored by the Men's Basketball Program. Today is Lights On After School Day. This day promotes after-school and out-of-school time programs to help children and youth reach their full potential. Governor Tony Evers issued a proclamation recognizing the importance of the day, and the Green Bay Packers will light iconic Lambeau Field tonight to also honor the programs and their importance in children's lives. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable until you are.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wis Country on 105.5 WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 56.
Oh, that music. That piano. That piano that's playing, that was it The Exorcist, Seth? Is that from,
I think
is
so.
From The
yeah,
Exorcist? Okay,
is.
Okay. Sorry, Seth. Is that Seth, Melissa, and James here with you? And we're joined by the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, right now. I do have to ask the audience here and you guys a question. Is this the most iconic and scary music, this or Jaws? The dun 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 dun. I think it's kind of between
the
two.
One, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's what it's associated with. It's weird to think of The Exorcist as a big hit, but it was.
It was a huge hit.
You don't think of it that way, but yeah, it was. Pam Hilke joining us right now. Pam,
good morning.
You were driving in today, listening to us, which we always appreciate. Thank you so much. And you were thinking something you wanted to bring to us.
Yes. You were talking about the ice cream treats from the area places here, and that reminded me of years ago, we used to have Hirschleb's ice cream in town here, little ice cream, the restaurant, and they made ice cream there. And sometimes we'd be at events where they'd be serving Hirschleb's ice cream, and they'd have these small little ice cream cups, and they had these small little tiny, they were like little wooden spoons. And the little cups, the containers, they were all probably, you know, a nice cardboard container for, you know, a cup for holding ice cream. And you get these tiny little, you know, ice cream treats with the tiny little wooden spoon on it.
Yes.
So
that wooden spoon, man. That's as soon as you started talking about it was the first thing I remembered was that wooden spoon coming with it and everything. Mm-hmm. Which I would think biodegradable-wise would be a lot better than plastics.
I agree.
I don't know exactly, but it seems like it on the surface that it would be.
So must have been good for the paper industry, for the wood industry, for the dairy industry, industry.
Absolutely.
You know,
did you have a go-to flavor? Because my sister loved the strawberry ones, and I like the chocolate vanilla ones. Those are the ones.
Swirl.
The swirls.
Those, yeah.
Well, I like the Neapolitan too. It has it all three.
All three.
Yes.
Right.
You brought with you, Pam, not only some nostalgia, which I appreciate, but you brought in something else with you too here. I wanted to make sure to touch on. Thank you for that.
Sure.
For those that don't know, so many people send emails and send us, our different events going on in this area. They all go right to Pam and she gets them right to us so we can get them to you. And appreciate that so much,
yes,
Pam.
Yes.
And Pam has been doing this for a while.
Get them out. Yep.
You appreciate that.
If I get it, I'll make a copy of it and get it in here.
It's a nice reminder to the audience out there, whether it is Halloween times or Halloween events or just events as we are getting into the marathon of holiday seasons here and different events are going on in our area. Get them to us so we can get them to everybody else. We appreciate that. Everybody, send us your information, info@WFHR.com, or give us a call at our front desk, 715-424-1300. You'll talk right to Pam. Paper City Savings is having a brat fry tomorrow from 10 to 2:30 at their Wisconsin Rapids office on A Street. All proceeds will benefit our local United Way.
Nice.
So win-win situation. Get yourself a good brat. Easy lunch. Good time of year for this, too. Yeah.
And help the community.
It's a win-win right there. Join our friends at Paper City Savings for their brat fry tomorrow from 10 to 2:30. Again, all the proceeds benefiting our local United Way. And that makes it easier on me with Terry. It's hard of a time then, you know. It's a little bit easier on me. So you're helping me out too, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Pam, thanks for joining us.
Oh, that's okay.
We got to make this a regular thing. We got to get you on the air with us at least once a week, once a month, something like that. I know how busy you are, but it's been too long since you've been with us on air. No problem. The time.
Okay, got to get back to work.
Yeah. You got things to do.
Real job.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll come back and we're going to get into those phobias and plenty more on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. I hate introducing myself. I feel like I'm talking in third person, and I can't stand that. One of the quickest ways to lose, like not just me, but I've heard from a lot of listeners about this in the last month or so when I brought this up a couple of times. One of the quickest ways to lose somebody is talking in third person.
It's so weird.
I had one listener tell me, and this is a guy like 23, one of our newer listeners, and I greatly appreciate him and his family listening to and starting their mornings with us right here in Wisconsin Rapids. He tells me, it's like I can't respect somebody that talks about themselves in third person. And we got talking about it and everything. I'm like, well, what about Shaq? Like, oh, not him. Not Shaq. Like, that's really the list. Like, it's only Shaquille O'Neal, and that's it. It's the only person that seems to be able to get away with this. Oh, it's just Shaq. But, like, outside of that, nobody else. Like, just don't do
it. Hey, when you've done all the things that Shaq has done, maybe then you can do it, okay?
He's also the only guy I know that can give himself nicknames. Like, anybody else in society tries to give themselves a nickname, and we just make fun of him. Shaq is like, he's the big Aristotle. Yeah, we'll call him the big Aristotle. Okay. Shaq.
Whatever Shaq says goes.
Yeah.
I wonder if Shaq has any phobias. I'd actually like to ask him that. I really do it. I think that'd be an interesting question. As we dive into phobias, a new survey on America's top phobias found the top two, and we're going to get into those along with other ones, of course. And this is going on during this holiday spooky season as we get into these things.
Sure.
Now, they polled people in all 50 states. And before we dive into these, we're a morning show. We try to have some fun and everything. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to have some fun with these. But I don't take any of these lightly. Mm-hmm. I have not looked at this list, but I take none of them lightly, and I don't take phobias lightly. I've mentioned on the air before, I was raised to not fear anything because my father taught me from a very young age, everything has a weakness, so everything can be defeated. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect to be afraid of driving. I was in over 13 different accidents before I was even 10. And it had a real effect on me. Mm-hmm. I would lock up when I would get behind the wheel. I'm a person that have had guns and knives pulled on me and thrown at me. I've been in the many, many, many high-end situations. But for some reason, from the age of 15 and on, I just get behind the wheel and I'd lock up. I could not drive. I couldn't do it, no matter what the circumstances. It took me years and years to break this phobia. But now, I've been driving for over 15 years, and I get behind the wheel and it's nothing. I don't think twice about it. I've even gone stretches where I didn't have a vehicle for like a year on and off, and I was a little worried, like, oh, will I lose this or something? And sure enough, no, I'm fine.
No, you're fine.
I killed a phobia.
Yeah.
It can be done. I bring this up only because anybody that knows me has known me for a long time. You and Melissa are lucky. You haven't had to put up with me as long. Longtime friends or listeners, like that's shocking to them. They would never have imagined that I would be able to do that. I'm not saying it like with some pride or anything like that. I'm saying that like, hey, you can do this too. Mm-hmm. It's possible. If anything, even if you can't kill the phobia, trying to fight the phobia is a win. That's a win.
Small
right
steps.
There. Mm-hmm. And whether you want to or not is your decision. Some people they roll with these things, and your life is perfectly fine, and it's your life. You do you. But I do think that's something to keep in mind going into this list. Mm-hmm. And while we also try to have some fun with it too. The number one, you want to go number one or number 10?
Let's go number one.
Zero
to
ten.
Oh, oh, oh. Disagreement.
Oh, and now James, you have to. You have the tiebreaker.
I was so hoping that would happen. That usually doesn't happen. As much as you two will not like hearing this, you guys usually give me. The
we
same
do.
Answer.
We usually
you
do. Yeah.
The same answer. I'm so glad that actually. I'm starting at 10.
It's because Seth steals my answers.
Nice. Nice. I like that. I also have to admit to the audience, I didn't look at this list because I like to, I do this to Melissa and Seth, where I throw these things at you guys because I want your first feelings, your first opinions.
Sure.
That tends to be the funny and it tends to be the most poignant.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do it to myself. I've been trying to do that more, you know, doing, you know, every once in a while I do and try. I did not realize I was going to be dealing with 10 different words that are very difficult to say before 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. Oh, no.
Like, we're starting at number 10, trypophobia.
Okay.
I almost tripped up over that. Having feelings of disgust or fear when you see patterns with lots of holes, like honeycombs or sponges.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. It is the top fear in Hawaii and Idaho. Idaho. The home of potatoes with a lot of there's a lot of holes in potatoes. There's a lot of like
there's a lot of potatoes in Idaho. No waffle fries.
No waffle. Yeah, apparently no waffle fries. Apparently
every other kind of fry, but not waffle fries.
Another thing when we're going through these is I hope that this brings some, you know, some people not feeling as alone maybe on some of these.
Yeah. Some empathy.
I remember growing up, I literally thought I was the only person in the world that was afraid of driving. I really did. I was in my early.
You hadn't met anybody else that also had that fear.
I was a senior in high school when I found out that Barry Sanders has never driven, some other big names like Humphrey Bogart, John Wayne, some people like that that did not like driving. Some people that I always thought of as the definition of masculine, Steve McQueen, famous for driving in the Bullet,
all those chase scenes like and everything.
Steve McQueen, not a fan. He had a lot of cars, had a lot of vehicles, but not very comfortable. Comfortable driving, like so. There's actually a lot of that, and I think that this list makes people feel maybe a little less like they're just alone on these.
Let's hope so.
Too.
Yeah.
Glossophobia, the fear of public speaking.
Makes sense.
Oh yeah, that's a very common one.
That seems to be pretty common. Yeah.
Agoraphobia, the fear of open spaces.
Yep.
Yep.
This is number one in New Mexico and in America's smallest state, Rhode Island.
Wow. Agoraphobia in New Mexico?
Interesting.
Which is like nothing but wide open spaces.
Yeah.
That no wonder. Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
You might want to go somewhere else, but Rhode Island? Interesting.
Ooh, this one is going to, I'm going to break my tongue on this one.
Okay.
Aticophobia. Ooh, aticophobia.
Okay.
I feel like my tongue just did loop-de-loop. That's an intense fear of failure.
Ooh. Ooh.
That one hit a little close to home. That one hit a little close. I didn't know. But that's an understandable. Now, that one's one of those ones I would think is one of the more relatable ones because everybody's got some fear of failure, I would think.
You'd think at least a little bit, yeah.
Just certain others, you know, it's a much heightened version of that. This one, ophidiophobia. Now, that's just but it's light on the tongue. It's kind of almost fun to say. That's the fear of snakes. I feel like that should have a much stricter, like a like stronger.
Or a scarier sounding one, right?
Yeah. Poor Indiana Jones running around with ophidiophobia and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's my mom.
My mom too. Yep. I have never seen her get as excited or scary as the day that she came across a snake on the hillside where she was doing some landscaping and just went psycho with her trowel on this snake.
Whoa,
I don't know if she actually hit it. I don't know if she hit it, but she flipped right out.
Wow.
I have never seen my mother flinch at anything. Whether it was giving birth to my brother and sister, or some of the other things that we face in the city, or anything like that. But we bring a Christmas tree from my grandmother and grandfather's barn to South Chicago, and two mice come running out of it.
Oh boy!
And my mother jumped on it like she floated. She didn't jump. She floated onto a chair like somehow. I still picture it. Like that's I was funny. 6 or 7 and she did this. And I remember her and my aunt trying to get me on the chair with them, but I wanted to chase with my dad and my uncle. I wanted to chase the mice. I have a bump like on my nose that is partially from that.
Oh no!
Because I ran into a table.
Oh no!
I was trying to catch the mouse, and I ran into a table.
Oh, but, don't try to
look
catch the mice.
Down when you should be looking up.
Yep.
Don't try to catch the mice.
No.
don't do that. They're too fast for you. Mm.
How about trypanophobia? Trypanophobia. That is the fear of needles.
Oh, quite a few people have that one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big, bold, brave people that are just become like jello when they see a needle. Yeah.
I see this with a lot of athletes. A lot of athletes have this one. Yeah. At least in my experience, I've seen. Mm-hmm. Thanatophobia. Jeez. Thanatophobia.
Is that the fear of death?
Suffering succotash. That is the fear of death, yes.
Yes. That is the fear of death. Thanatos. That's kind of where that came from, I was guessing. So, yeah.
Yes, nice. Good connection there. Arachnophobia. Of course, most of us know spiders. That.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just realizing something as we're talking about this. There's the things that, you know, the animals or insects or arachnids that we're afraid of. And I think something it has to do with the way they move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever... And I just saw this recently. I watched a snake, a small little garter snake, slither across a pavement. Mm-hmm. And if you watch them move, it's weird the way they move, the slithering and everything, especially on a flat surface.
It's very unpredictable.
Yeah, and it looks like they're kind of sliding a little bit. I think that has something to do with it. And spiders is another one. Spiders have that like start, stop, you know, they're really quick kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And they can go in any direction with eight legs.
With eight legs, exactly. And I think that's what freaks people out is the fact that they do that kind of, the way they move, it has something to do with why, like, people don't like it.
I was trying to figure out, we're thinking a similar thing here. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out why, think of the biggest human being you can think of comes walking up to me with a chainsaw and a gun and all these different things, and I'm not afraid, and I can handle this. But I see a wild dog that looks rabid or a bear or something like that, and it's a whole different universe to me.
Right.
That's a whole different fear. That's a whole different, because of the unpredictability, like, I feel like I could predict humans fairly well.
In certain situations,
An animal got no clue. I got no idea. As I'm a little kid living in Rome when I first moved out here from going from the night before living in the south side of Chicago and the very next night sleeping in on a couch with the next to the window in Rome and hearing all those animals outside, that freaked me out much more. I think it's part of the unpredictability of it. I think that's part of
the unknown.
It. Mm-hmm. The unknown.
It's always the scariest thing, right?
I meant that. Yeah, the unknown. That's what I think is what, and to that point, when it comes to horror movies, nothing really freaks me out. The blood, the gore, watching The Shining, the Saw movies, none of that. But what does get me, I don't know if I'm making a reach here, but like I think it was the movie The Ring, where there's this girl in it, and she, her body's like, her limbs are bending in weird ways.
Yeah, like contorting.
Yeah. That freaks me out, man. That gets me. Like, that gets me.
It doesn't
me.
Seem right. It's like it's against what you normally know. And I think that has something to do with a lot of fears, too.
There's a lot of
that. I agree with that, Seth. Mm-hmm. The fear of the unknown and something you don't understand is often why a lot of things are feared.
Yep. 100%.
I wonder if there is a phobia for the fear of the unknown. And, of course, there is.
There is.
Fear of the unknown is an intense fear of uncertain and unknown situations. But does it have a name? I was looking for the name.
I'm sure it does.
It's got to have a name. Yeah. Everything's got a name. Social phobia, the fear of social situations.
Yep.
Which, a common fear.
Mm-hmm. That's the number two fear in America.
I don't know if it's a phobia, but I do know one of the reasons I don't go on social media is I have anxiety. When I go on social media, I remember when I had a Facebook page and, you know, and I would just go on briefly, but the longer I stayed on, the more anxious I got. And I was like, I don't know. It was very weird because that doesn't make any sense. But that's one of the things, for whatever reason, it's kind of maybe they haven't come up with a name for it yet, but social media phobia. There you go.
Just name it what it is.
Yeah, really.
Fear of the unknown is xenophobia.
There you go.
Xenophobia.
Okay. With an X.
Yes.
Thought I'd heard that before. Okay. And the number one fear in the in America is arachnophobia, the fear of heights.
Oh.
Agoraphobia.
No. That's open spaces. So
heights is
something else. Yeah.
Acrophobia.
I think that's right. Acrophobia.
Acrophobia.
It's
acrobat. Air. Up in the air. I think there's a similarity there. There you go. So, yeah.
That's the number one fear in 20 states.
How about that? Interesting. 20 states.
Wow. And hopefully that makes, if you're struggling with any of these, it makes you feel not as alone.
Yeah.
This stuff. Mm-hmm. We will take a break. We'll come back with nothing but good stories. We haven't got time for no Then He Writes stories. That was our Then He Writes story. Got good stories of the day coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms likely. High of 65, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, 58, cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Heads are rolling.
Off with your head.
It's a good good Halloween song. Yes. Good thinking. Nice, nice. Oh, that's awesome. In the Halloween bumpers, nonetheless. Oh, that's too well played. Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
Glitter on the west streets. Silver over everything.
Let's get to some local good stories of the day, everybody, because we got some great stuff going on in our area. As a side note, I want to let the audience know, tomorrow on the morning show right here at WFHR, Seth and I will be hosting the show, getting you ready for the weekend. We'll be going over Halloween times and Halloween events.
Of course.
We'll probably spend this segment of the show focusing on those Halloween times and everything, and then come up on Monday. Melissa and I will go over that information again, and maybe we'll have some new information for you from over the weekend from our community. Of course, be listening to Melissa's news breaks. She does a great job covering these events along with other great local events in our community. Excellent work by you, as always, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
We've got today going on, not a Halloween event necessarily, but a big event. And I want to give a shout out to our farmers market, our vendors, our winter farmers market, seamlessly going from the summer to the winter.
Yeah, it all worked out. That's right. They're indoors now, everyone. Last Saturday was the first one of the winter indoor farmer market at the Moravian Church. It goes from 9 a.m. to 2 every Saturday. They are located in the Moravian Church basement just off 3rd Avenue, south of Grand Avenue between Centralia and the river at 310 1st Avenue South. And if you want any more information to find out vendors and stuff, you can, of course, they've got a great Facebook page. Every week they update it, who's going to be there. Because it changes every week, so you never know what's going to be happening. And so go to wrmoravian.org. You can go to their website there. Just go to events and click on not only for information about the market, but if you want to be a vendor there, you can get information as well. Also, just a quick some of the things that you're going to hopefully find there. You get some baked goods, some microgreens, spices, apple cider. Oh, this time of year, apple cider. Tamales, eggs, handcrafted items, and other stuff just in the warm basement of the Moravian Church. So
they have an elevator.
We have an elevator. Yes. So we are accessible to anyone, and a ramp, too. Just want to keep that in there as well. So don't be afraid. Come on down on Saturday from 9 to 2 to the Moravian Church.
Find out more at wrmoravian.org, and if you're a vendor out there, be sure to reach out to them and get in on this. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and as we are wrapping up the month, it is all the more important for us to bring note to this subject. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center are doing just that. You may have seen a lot of businesses and a lot of people wearing a lot of purple this month. Mm-hmm. That is to raise awareness of domestic violence. And for those that didn't see the stats, one of the key stats that you want to take, if you are a Wisconsinite, one in four women are affected by domestic violence. Mm. So you know four people, you know somebody, you may know somebody. Yeah. And that is why this month and really this year, the Family Center phrase, I would say, is everyone knows someone, because everyone does. And if you don't, you may and just not know it.
Exactly.
It is important how we carry ourselves, how we talk about this subject matter. You just don't know who is listening and who might be going through a situation that you don't know about. And it's important for us as a community to show up at events like the one going on tonight at the Family Center. Mm-hmm. Join them to remember the Wisconsin residents who lost their lives to domestic violence in 2022. 96, 94 people. Mm. Too many. That number's too high.
Many.
One is too many. Mm-hmm. Tonight from 6 to 7, join us at the Family Center for this very important event to not only show that you are going to be on the right side of history with this event, but to show that your support, not only for the Family Center, but for people out there, whether it's victims that we know of or ones that we don't.
Exactly.
There is no gray area on this subject. I know that life is gray. There's a lot of it out there. And I know we are in a divisive world in this day and age. I would like to think if there are certain subjects, hey, you don't hurt kids. Hey, hungry people should get food. And hey, we don't hurt people we love.
Yeah.
Let's be a part of the generation and the part in time where all of a sudden we saw these numbers just skyrocketing down.
Yeah.
And we decided as a society, we are not going to stand for this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And stand with us at the Family Center today from 6 to 7. And a big shout out to the Family Center and everybody doing such good work over there. We appreciate them. Reach out to the Family Center anytime you can to help out. You can help out also with the food drive going on with the UWSP students. They're raising with the rising food prices and inflation. They have decided to do something really fun today to try to bring awareness and some food to their area. The men's basketball program has organized a food drive going on today for both the women's and men's purple gold game going on over at Stevens Point today from 4:15 to 8:30.
Yeah, great.
Make a donation and catch some great basketball.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you're putting into a great cause at the same time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Join us today from 3 to 4. Got a great set of guests for Midday Magazine. Our friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner, will be joining us.
All right.
Anna James from UW Extension going to join us in part 2. Going to be a lot of fun.